I'm the God G Holy, and this is the Dream Team Manifest. You can say that three times. We'll be getting into a lot today, but first and foremost, as always, I want to thank the Creator for allowing us, you and I, or whoever you're listening to this with, all of us, to be in a space where I can say something where it has the possibility to resonate with you, and you can take that information, apply it, apply the knowledge and make it wisdom and take it with you wherever you feel like you want to take it. And if you don't like what I'm saying, then you can throw it in the trash. You can put it you can take this recording, download it, and put it in the recycling bin of your computer if you feel like that. But whatever is, you know, resonate with you, chew the meat, spit the bones out, y'all already know. Right? Cool. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my journey real fast. Like, because this might be a long one. This may be a long one. So strap yourself in. You actually, it's funny because you know if it's a long one or not. I don't know if it's a long one yet. Because by the time you hear it, you can see how long it is. Pause. Right? So anyway, it's just weird thinking about it. So anyway, this may be a long one. For me, I don't know. Pause. All right. When I started the Dream Team Manifest, it came from me trying to, and I say trying. I use the word trying, but let me tell you why. It'll make more sense in a second. Trying to curate my impulses to speak in a certain manner, meaning I was saying things to people and they would tell me that it helped them in their lives, their everyday lives. I would say tidbits and I go on rant sometimes. And this is just people in my personal life. And they would say, man, I really took that with me. I really applied that. And it's now a part of them every day. So I can see myself in people, not just myself, because I don't own the information. I'm saying I know that it came through me. So when I see that and recognize it, I say, okay, enough of this rap, like rap and stuff. Like rap is cool, but everybody's not able to digest rap the way I would. I love hip hop and I love rap. I love the beats. I love, you know, the flavor. I love everything about hip hop. But that's not digestible to everybody. But when everybody is having conversation, then we all on the same level. You can have a skinhead, you know, a fucking whatever, a gangbanger, a skinhead, a fucking, you know, a redneck, and a fucking, I don't know, man, like a whole bunch of people in a room that's like totally different. And you tell them to play their music, they're gonna play their music. So you're gonna have some rock motherfuckers, you got some jazz, you got some country, you're gonna have some, you tell them to play country. I mean, not country, you tell them to play to talk politically, and they're gonna say Democrat, Republican, I'm fucking, I don't know, whatever party, I'm the ice cream party or whatever Kanye West party is. It's just gonna be division. If you tell them to, you know, pick out their favorite color and it's a million people in the room, it's going to be like, oh, fuchsia, indigo. It's just too much fluff in that world. It's too much confusion. I want to get right down to it. So the only way to get right down to it is conversation. Because no matter who you are in the world, if you have the capability to have a conversation, you have conversations. And everybody who speaks, they pretty much speak the same. As long as we speak the same language, language would be the only barrier when you speak. As long as we speak the same language, then you can tune in and you can get what I'm saying. So this is the whole reason why I even started this, because everybody doesn't speak the language of hip hop. So I can't say everything there and it resonate the way it can in just regular conversation. And this is just regular conversation. Now, what I didn't realize in that, I hope I'm not moving too slow for you guys. I know it's like a high we live in a world where everything is fast. So moving slow, you kind of seem like super slow. You know what I mean? So I hope I'm not taking too long to get to the points of what I'm saying, but I'm just taking my time. I don't live in the world. I don't live in a space where I have to be on a certain time frame or go with the motion of the ocean that's already there for me. Like I can just sit there and wait, you know. So if you like me, you got a little patience, just relax. If you don't, just skip forward a little bit. So that's the reason I started. What I didn't realize is putting that energy out there was going to attract, and this is no disrespect to y'all because y'all are the audience. I would never disrespect the audience. But people who needed it, it would attract people who needed it. The only people who are searching for guidance in a way of spirituality is the people who probably not there yet, you know, or not where they want to be. And some people are never where they want to be. So that's not to say, it's no such thing as just being so spiritually sound that you just stop. Like, it's no, that doesn't exist. But I'm saying, well, not for somebody who would any sense. But that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying people who actually need it. For instance, somebody told me before that sinners are in the churches. And it made so much sense. Like, why in the world would you be in church if you weren't a sinner? You going to church to get help with shit you already going through. So the church is going to attract all the wildest motherfuckers, because if I'm a wild motherfucker and I need a place to center myself where I'm trying not to be a wild motherfucker, and this is just naturally who I am, I'm coming to the church for help with that. I would never walk in the church if that wasn't the case. If I already have 800,000 pairs of pants, I'm probably not going to go to the pants store. Probably the last place I go is to the pants store. So if you find this, they would say it's a podcast, but I would never call this a podcast. If you find this manifest and it reaches you, it's because it's plug and play. It's because it's something that you need. And that totally flew under my radar. I didn't realize that some of the type of people I would be attracting by putting this type of energy out. But when you make yourself a vessel for this type of thing, people are going to come to you that feel like they can use the information for good. And those people are probably the ones who don't know it as well. They're not as well versed in it as some other people. Or either they are, or they just like it. They're obsessed with like the idea of having, you know, spiritual clarity and being in touch with their spiritual self. So I get it now. I didn't get it then. So I wasn't addressing topics that weren't really like really high level spiritual topics, because I live in my own world where none of that like matters. Like, I get up every day and I'm so purpose driven that that's all it is for me. Everything else is just minuscule. It's just like a means to an end. It's just stuff that I gotta do. It's just stuff that I gotta wash my ass. It's not like the greatest part of my day though. Like, it's kind of like in the way of what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my perspective right now. I know at the end of the day, washing my ass is to, you know, slow me down and give me a second. And sometimes I do take that second. But for the most part, it's just kind of in the way. You got to brush your teeth. You got to wash your ass. You got to make food. I don't live in that space. I don't live in a space where that's even, I'm not even super comfortable doing that shit. Just total transparency, me personally. I don't live in that world where I'm watching a television program And I feel satisfied that I watched it. That's not where I am. I don't. Everything except for my purpose just seems mundane. It just seemed like that paper you don't want to turn in. That's what like. You keep trying not to turn in that paper, but you know it's due. And then last second, you just write some bullshit paper and you turn it in and you hope it get an A, but it usually get a C because you ain't putting nothing into it. That's life for me. I'm totally not in this world. I'm not in this world. I'm not really of the world like that. All these things I'm talking about manifesting, half of this shit, I don't even want to manifest. I just speak on it because I know that's what people want to manifest. People want a brand new this and that and this and that and this and that. I'm not trying to sell you on that shit. That's what the churches do. The churches sell you on, hey, if you want all this material shit, come to God. God gives material shit. All you got to do is give us 10% of your money and God will magically give you what you want eventually after he makes you suffer so much and beats you down that now you deserve it. That's the message from the church. That is the, and when I say the church, I mean all religion. I'm not doing that. I'm not trying to lure you in with items like some type of predator. I'm not trying to lure you in by saying, yo, you could have a brand new watch if you listen to the Dream Team Manifest. Man, fuck that. I'm only talking about the watch because I know you want the watch. This is what people want. People don't want shit but shit. Because if you just tell them, yo, you could just be happy for the rest of your entire life, you just won't have anything, they're going to be like, well, they're going to have to think about it. Well, what do you mean not have anything? Like, I can't have. So I know people want material shit. So on the manifest, I speak on, hey, you want material, you know, if you want this, this is how you get it. It's just me knowing what people want, right? So moving forward from that, I never spoke on topics like mental health. Because it wasn't like in the equation of what I be forgetting about the mental component of everything. And I know we live in our minds, but like me directly speaking on mental health is not something that's something that Charlemagne constantly talk about. You get what I'm saying? That's like a certain level. Like, that's not how I picture my thing going. That's not like, I didn't want some like mental health attached to my brand or even myself. Like, that's something that people manipulate all the time. That's something that people put out there as bait because they know that everybody goes through some mental health things at some point in time. So I never did it. But today, right now, G-Holy exclusive, Dream Team Manifest exclusive, we're going to talk about mental health, and you can say that 3 times. Now, I done took 14 minutes just to say that I'm going to talk about mental health. So you know this might be a long one. As a matter of fact, you know I don't. Maybe it's going to be short. I don't know. I usually try to go 17 minutes. It's a science behind the 17 minutes. That's why TED Talks is 17 minutes. I done spoke on that before. But we can go for 70 minutes if that's how long it's going to take for me to fully express this idea. Okay. Should we take a break? And then, all right, I'll give you this and then we can take the break. Because I do want to break this up if it's going to be long. The idea behind mental health, the approach that people take to mental health is all totally wrong. Totally wrong. You can't be mentally sound with an approach that is super subjective. That means you're going to be subject to whatever is going on in your life at the time. The number one thing that people don't do in mental, that deal with mental health in a way where they claim that they're helping people with mental health, is they don't give those people room to add context to their own stories. And I know I could sound like I'm talking in riddles sometimes, so I'll be trying to explain it like the best way I can. When I say shit, like I just said, that felt like plain English to me. But I know everybody's just said, what? Like, I know that I get it that I talk like Yoda, but one day you're going to listen to me and you're going to be on that level and you're going to say, man, I get it. He didn't even have to explain it after he said that one sentence, but let me go deeper. All right. You have a life. Because you have existence, then you have a story. Where you are in your story is what your consciousness picks up as the present. The present is just where you are in your own personal story. This is a story that's written, though. The whole entire story is written. You know why? Because all possibilities exist. So your story is written out already. It's just where you are in the story. So you have no clue about two things. You have no clue about where you were, and you have no clue about what's to come. And people can say, I was there for where I was. I know where I was. No, you know where you were from where you are now. So how well do you even know where you were? Because if you look back at middle school from high school, it looks totally different than when you look back at middle school from when you're 30. And it looks totally different from when you look back at middle school from when you're 70. So you only know parts of your story from where you stand within the story at the moment. Right? Nobody ever says to anybody when they're talking about mental health, hey, how about you contextualize your life? How about you take yourself out of this time and space and say, what's actually happening here? And read it like a book. Because when you're reading a book, it's certain parts of the, don't you know how you're in the middle of a movie and the movie is so good that you like in the movie now. And then the main character is in such a predicament that the only reason you feel comfortable knowing that they gonna make it out is because you know it's a movie. You're like, yo, they in such a predicament, I don't know how they gonna make it out. But it's a movie, so I definitely know they're gonna make it out. What if you did that with your own life? What if no matter what you was actually going through at the time, you sat there and looked at it and said, I'm the main character. I'm going to get through this. You know why? Because I'm just at a particular time in the story. And I'm only looking at it through the subjective lens because I got two eyes. Let me step all the way back. Let me step all the way back as far as I can from the story and look at it that way. And that moment, the moment you're living in, the more you back up, will get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. Like if you was on a plane and you boarded the plane, the more you went up, the more your city would look like toys, toy houses and toy cars. Nobody who deals with mental health ever give anybody any objection. They never tell them, yo, if you're your most objective self, and I always talk about objection versus subjection because objection is godliness, if you didn't know. Nobody ever says, man, Like, they'll tell you, they'll be like, yo, you going through a period right now. But they don't really contextualize it right. Somebody said, well, I just saw this commercial. I think it's the voice of Lenny Kravitz or somebody. And they'd be like, yo, you're a billionaire because you got 2.5 billion heartbeats. It sounded cheesy, but it's true. It's very true. If the average person get 2.5 billion heartbeats or whatever that is, I don't even know how true it is. Just sound good. If you really look at what the person is trying to say, they're trying to give you context. And the more context you got in a story, the more you can better see the entire story, the entire plot. Like when you see when you look at the back of a DVD, it gives you just enough to pull you in. Because if they gave you too much, it would be no point in watching the DVD. But most people live their lives from the summary on the back. They don't get into the full story. Everybody went through 2020 together. So this is a good example. Everybody went through 2020 together and it was traumatic for everybody. So if you're looking at 2020 from 2019, don't it look totally different if you look at 2020 from 2021? Or let's say 2025. Let's say everything is cool in 2025. How does 2020 look now? It looks a lot different than it did in 2020. Because in 2020, you was running around buying fucking canned goods. Because you didn't even know if you was going to be able to go outside to get more canned goods. And you was buying fucking toilet paper because for some reason you need to wipe your ass a lot if nobody can come outside. I personally would just wash my ass, but that's just me. So that was, I ain't gonna lie. I was just thinking about how funny that was. That was funny. No, but seriously. The things that people think about at all the wrong times, like be like somebody house be on fire and they be like, I gotta get the fucking phone. Like, like your whole house be on fire. You be like, I gotta get the fucking laptop. Like, fuck that. Like, I know I got children, but gotta get this motherfucking device, nigga. So that's one thing nobody ever does. They don't give you that point of view, that top level POV, so that you can see the full story. They also never recognize states. They don't get that mental health is all about states. Whatever your state of mind is, and I've spoken about this so many times on the manifest that I feel like it's redundant, but it applies so well that I have to say it. So every state that you live in is an actual state. Where in the world do you think they get states from? It's all the same shit. If you're living in a state, you're governed by the laws of that state. When you're in a state of sadness, you cannot be happy. Happy is a whole nother state. You have to pack all your emotional bags. You have to pack up your consciousness and move to happy state. You can't live in sad state and happy state at the same exact time. So what nobody ever does is give you the outlook that you're just moving from state to state. I moved from Pennsylvania state to California state. That's all that's happened when you move from sad state to happy state. I moved my physical body from Pennsylvania state to California state. You're moving your mental self from happy state to sad state or wherever. But I don't have to be in California. I don't have to live here. I can move to fucking Milwaukee. I think Milwaukee is a state. I'm bad with, I don't know fucking states. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know states at all. That shit is crazy. I don't know cities from states. I don't know countries from, I don't be no, geography is not my shit. I can tell you that comfortably. I just found out where the fuck, like, China was exactly. Like, I knew it was in Asia, but I never knew. So, I don't have to live in California state. I can live in Kentucky state. I can live in Connecticut state. I can live in New York state. But what's going to get me there? The only thing that's going to get me there is my willingness to pack up and go. Nobody ever tells you that your own will is the key factor in mental health. They always giving it to you like it's some kind of fly by night, blow in the wind shit. Like wherever you are, you are. Nobody ever takes the time out to be like, yo, you know that you're depressed because you're not willing to be not depressed. Nobody ever say that. I've never heard anybody who deals with mental health just flat out tell somebody, you know, you crazy because that like you're comfortable living in crazy land. Crazy state is your shit. I don't want to move back to Pennsylvania. You know, I don't want to move back to Pennsylvania because it's fucking cold. Pennsylvania is cold as shit. Southern California is hot as shit. I like hot as shit. I don't fuck with cold as shit. So for me to sit there and act like if I move back to Pennsylvania, it's not a choice. That's misleading. If you move from a stable state to an unstable state, you had to pack up your bags and get there. You had to pack up your mental bags and get there. Why is nobody not telling y'all this shit? Why is nobody not telling you, empowering you in that way? I can tell you why they're not doing it. Because they want you to keep coming back to them. I'm speaking on mental health right now, and I hope I never have to say it again. Because I'm not trying to make a fucking business out of it. This is what these people is doing. They want you to buy their fucking products. They want you to tune into their shit every week so you can hear them say the same shit over and over like the church. The church wants you to come every week so you get the same shit over and over and over because that's how they get paid. I'm not playing no economic game with spirituality. I don't play like that. I live in the fifth dimension, my nigga. I don't live in the third dimension. And in the fifth dimension, all information is available to everybody. The way you know you're ready to be a fifth dimensional creature and be in a fifth dimensional space from a third dimensional space, which is where we're headed. You're not stingy with information. I don't feel like giving anybody this information right now for absolutely free is in any way diminishing anything to do with like me. Like I'm not looking at it like, yo, I'm giving away something that I could have sold for free. So the fuck what? Who cares? Don't I want to help people? Why the fuck would I care if I can make some money when I can help somebody? I'm not writing no fucking book on mental health so you could buy the book. So I could not say shit in the book so you could get another book on mental health. So you can get part two and I keep going through part 10 and you still fucking crazy. You done read 10. Look at your fucking shelf, my nigga. Look at your shelf. You probably got 30 mental health books and still fucking crazy. Why? Because nobody's not telling you shit. Nobody's not telling you shit. Nobody. None of these niggas is telling you. That's probably in the thing when I keep hitting my leg. But nobody is telling you shit. Nobody is telling you shit except me. And I can say that as an actual fact. Because I seen it. I watched it go on. I watched this shit go on for too long. Where people try to tidbit information. like Dr. Sabi used to do, and Sabi is my nigga. Sabi is my nigga. But Sabi tidbit information so you can buy his products. This motherfucker Sabi said, don't try to make my products at your house because you don't know what you're doing. You could die. Nigga, these not chemicals. These is herbs. When the fuck I'm going to mix a herb with an herb and die? Stupid. Stupid. And I love Sabi. But we all know that's a play. This, like I told somebody, like, somebody was asking me about, like, fucking, herbs and shit. Like, you know, trying to help themselves, better themselves physically. Trying to return to a healthy state. And I said, yo, you got to get your information from everywhere. And not only that, you got to get your everything from everywhere. You know why? Because when you lock in with somebody, they're going to try to lock you in. When you go to the motherfucker that sell herbs for a living, he's not going to tell you to eat right so that you don't need herbs. That's not smart business. And at the end of the day, everybody is in business. Total transparency. There's a fucking ad at the beginning of this. I get paid for that. But I could have 40 ads on this shit. So you know it's not about business. I could have 40. I could talk for 5 minutes and put an ad every 5 minutes. You know why I don't do that? Because I give a fuck about how you listen to it. I don't want you to go away from what I'm saying. So I'm careful where I place the ads. Because I don't want you to hear an ad and be like, you know what? You know how it is. I don't want you to have a commercial break from this real shit. So I'm careful with that. Because the shit ain't about business, my nigga. My shit is more like, yo, if I'm gonna do it, I might as well get paid. But I ain't trying to structure my shit. And some people could say I'm fucking stupid for that. But at the end of the day, I don't gotta get paid money. When you live on this level, ain't about no fucking money, bro. If I was going to get a payment, if I was looking for a payment, which I'm not, then it would come a whole different way, my nigga. It would come a whole different way. I'm on a whole different level. We're not dealing with money. What the fuck is that? Money? You serious? You think I'm looking for money as a repayment for doing God's work? Telling motherfuckers how to be mentally stable so that they could fulfill their purposes? You think I would take a payment like money for that type of... Come on, man. You got to be fucking kidding me. Money. Money for doing God's work. Money. That's what I want. The fuck out of here, man. That's ridiculous. So these people is not telling you none of this shit because they want your motherfucking money. Why would they not want to put the ownership of whatever state of mind you live in on you? I'm just going to give you the real, bro. It's you. It's you. I'm not willing to live in certain states because I don't fuck with that state. You know why? Because it don't resonate with me. Now, if I wanted to move to that state, follow me. Follow me real fast. If I wanted to move to that state, I would have to accustom myself. I would have to change myself to be comfortable living in that state. So if I wanted to live in a place like Nebraska, I would get myself accustomed to the cold, to the Nebraskan way. I don't know what the fuck they do in Nebraska. Excuse me, Nebraska. I don't know. Nebraska sound like Alaska. I don't know where the shit is. I think it's cold. I don't know. I think y'all got igloos and shit in Nebraska because it sound like Alaska. And they got igloos in Alaska. That's what I learned in school. I don't know. But what I do know is if I wanted to live in a state like Nebraska and it was cold, I would have to change myself and who I, because right now I'm a hot nigga. I like being hot. I would wear a hoodie when it's 80 degrees. I love being hot. Hot is my favorite state. So if I wanted to move to a state that was cold, I would have to first accustom myself to liking the cold. The reason why people don't stay in happy state is because that shit does not resonate with them. They do not feel comfortable being happy. Boom. Blow it up. It's the only fucking reason niggas ain't happy. Because they don't feel fucking comfortable. When everything is going right in their fucking life, they find a way to fuck it up because they don't feel comfortable. They don't feel deserving. There are people who have great things going on in their life that they fuck up for no other reason than that they feel like a fuck up. They feel like a person who is a fuck up shouldn't have the shit that people have when they're not a fuck up. So they fuck it up because they're fuck ups, and they go back to fuck up state because that is where they feel comfortable. They feel comfortable in fuck up state. Everybody don't feel comfortable everywhere. When I'm surrounded by too many white people, I don't know. When I'm the only black nigga in the room and there's 40 people in the room, I don't know. I just start feeling like get out. I don't know. I just start feeling like get out. I just start feeling like I gotta go. It's not enough. I feel comfortable in the motherfucking projects. That's where I feel comfortable at. I love the projects. I love any projects. I go to any projects. Every projects I feel comfortable at. Not every project, because some projects is too fucking crazy. But I'm saying most projects I feel comfortable at. I feel comfortable in the hood. You put me in them rural areas and shit, and it's niggas chewing tobacco, and it's cows, and it's fucking, I don't feel comfortable, man. I'm gonna be honest. I don't feel comfortable with that shit. But if I did want to go there, though, don't miss it. If I did want to go there, I would have to make myself line up with the frequency of that place. I would have to start chewing my tobacco. I would have to start raising my cows. I would have to start farming my fucking chickens and corn and whatever. Then by the time I move to the rural areas, I can stay there because I feel comfortable there already. This is already my shit. Being happy is not people's shit, bro. Let's just call a spade a spade. Let's call a spade a spade. Being happy is not people's shit because ain't no drama in happiness. Motherfuckers like drama. Imagine motherfuckers going to watch a happy movie. You ever seen motherfuckers go watch a happy movie where nothing don't happen in the movie and motherfuckers just happy? I would love that movie. That'd be my favorite movie. If it was just a movie when, yo, they was watching that fucking, whatever, Marie and George shit, that shit that just came out, where it's a nigga just arguing with his fucking girl for hours. You think I want to hear that shit? They don't want to watch some shit like that? The fuck would I watch that for? Why the fuck would I watch somebody argue with somebody for an hour and the shit just go off? That's fucking ridiculous, dog. That's ridiculous. You want to watch some shit like that? You want to watch somebody throw a fucking drink on somebody? You want to watch that and you think that shit not going to play out in your life? All you do is fucking watch people on Love and Hip Hop get mad at people, throw drinks at somebody. You think you're not going to throw a drink on somebody one day? Like, you think that this don't affect you mentally? But you think you're not already in a place where you would have to find that amusing or entertaining to even want to turn the TV on and watch it? You think you watch that and you didn't watch fucking Discovery Channel for a reason? Yeah. It's because you don't like to discover. You're not watching Discovery because you don't like to discover. You like watching people throw drinks on people. That's your shit. There's a whole bunch of fucking pretenders, man. There's a whole bunch of pretenders. And I'm the pretender ender. I'm going to end the pretenders. Let's call a spade a spade. And let's call a king a king. I'm the king and I'm calling the spades, nigga. Y'all niggas don't want to be happy. Y'all niggas just want to act like you want to be happy. Just like niggas don't want millions of dollars. Everybody say they want millions of dollars. When you lay it out for them how to make millions of dollars, they never do it. Why? Because they don't want millions of dollars. They in love with the idea of wanting to want millions of dollars. Like somebody told me. Somebody told me people in love with the idea of being in love. But they ain't actually in love. People is in love with the idea of wanting to be a nigga who wants shit. But they don't actually want shit. They just want to be a nigga who wants shit. Because that makes them feel comfortable. Like, oh yeah, life be getting to me and shit. But I want to do better. But like, you know how it is. No, I don't fucking know how it is. I don't know how it is. Don't never tell me how it is. I don't know how it is. Nigga, I know how I make it. I know how I make it. Because I done made everything the way it is. Shit, 41 minutes. I done made everything the way it is. So I don't know how it is, brother. Brother, I can't give you a 5 on that, brother. We're not going to dap and be like, man, it is what it is. It's so crazy out here. No, it's not fucking crazy out here. You crazy out here. You crazy out here. You don't fucking want to be better. You're crazy out here. You're making it crazy out here. Now it is crazy out here because you're crazy and you're out here. So it is crazy out here. Crazy, man. Why the fuck you think all the motherfuckers that's broke, they always got these motherfucking settlements? Because they're not attracting money. See, people think that people who worry about money, when they get money, that they attracting money. No, they're attracting the situation where they don't have money. You gotta spend money to not have money. So they always attracting money to spend it. Because they're not attracting the money, they're attracting the situation where they don't have money. But the more emphasis they put on it, the more dramatic it's going to be. The more it's going to come, like, in a big lump sum. Because what makes them happy is spending money and then worrying about money. So the universe keep giving them big, large amounts of money so that they can spend and be more and more mad. The universe is giving them more of what they want every time. They get a $20,000 settlement. Then they get a $50,000 settlement. Then they get a $100,000 settlement. It's not so they can have the money. It's so they can blow the money. Because the universe knows they like the feeling of want, of wanting. They don't like the feeling of having. Because if they like the feeling of having, they would already realize that they have a few things. They wouldn't even like want the money as much. Because they would realize it takes way less money to suffice in this world than they actually think. If we're talking about base level, let's just talk money for a second. We're talking about base level income that you need to survive in the world and just be like, all right, and live check to check. It's not a lot of money, yo. It's really not a lot of money. Like, but when you include McDonald's, cotton candy, new rims, you go to Ross, you come out spending $50. You go in Target, you come out spending $150. Now life is expensive. So like I said, if they realize a few things in the first place, they wouldn't even need to get the bags to blow the bags. But back to these states. These states of mind are not for everybody. Because when you're dealing on a mental level, it also got to line up with your spiritual level. And whether or not it's aligned with your spiritual and physical, I mean, your spiritual and mental levels, it'll show in your physical. You can look at somebody and say, what state they're in. Why the fuck do you think you could look at somebody and know what state they're in? Why? Why would I be able to look at you and say, oh, that motherfucker's gay. Oh, that motherfucker's depressed. Oh, no, that motherfucker's sneaky. Why? Because states have borders. That's just me recognizing the border. I know I'm in my state. I'm usually what you call that shit? I don't know. I'm just usually excited. I'm just usually excited about life. Let's say I'm in an excited state. I'm recognizing the border between you and myself. If I'm in fucking excited about life state and you come to me in depressed about life state, I'm automatically going to look at you and be like, oh, that's the border. Like when you come in my space, okay, the edge of my existence meets the edge of your existence and I recognize the border. That's all it is. It's like California bordering. See, I don't know. I don't know states, but I think California borders Texas. You can visibly look at that and see, yeah, California and it's Texas and they're governed by different laws. You can do different shit. First of all, you can carry any guns in Texas. You can't carry no guns in California because it's like that because states have laws. You can't live in a state and just do what you want to do. That's what they call an outlaw. You're outside of the law of that state. You can go to another state and do that shit, but you can't do that shit here. So you can't be depressed and happy at the same time. You can't be mad at the world and then still be like stable in a stable state at the same time. These things can't exist together because all these states are governed by different laws. So if you want to do that, you're going to have to take your ass over there. Because happy state going to be like, it's going to be like, I don't know if you ever seen the movie, God damn it. Inception. Inception. Where they had the fucking, I don't know, fuck that. Whatever was going on in Inception. I'm saying, oh, when they fucking the dream converges on you if you act differently than other people do in dreams. The dreamers automatically realize, yo, this motherfucker, this nigga ain't one of us. And then they start attacking the motherfucker. It's like that in any state. Right now, I go out, I break the law, I'm getting attacked by the people who enforce law. So just know, whatever state of mind you in, they got the best law enforcement. They heavily enforce laws. They heavily enforce laws. So you can't, if you sad, you can't do excited shit. They don't live in the same state. If you over here in sad state, you're going to have to pack your bags and move to excited state. You can't do sad shit in excited state. The government there is going to come move you to where you properly need to be. And what is carrying all of this, though? Like with all this being said, because we're going on an hour. With all of this being said, I'm very passionate about this. With all of this being said, what is making you live in one state or another? It's you. It is you. Some things don't even take a process. It takes a perspective. That's what I wanted to get into. I'm going to take a break. If you made it this far, you could take a little fucking break. We're going to take a little, because it's 48 minutes. I got to break this shit up. So we're going to take a little break. Or I might just even make it a part two. How about that? I'm going to take a break or I'm going to make it a part two. But I'm going to gather my thoughts and I'm going to come right back. Fuck it. We're going to keep it all in the same chapter. This could just be my long mental health rant chapter. I guess. I think this is like chapter 32 or some shit. So 31. I'm not going to make it a part two. Because once again, the only reason people make part twos and threes and upload shit in 10 parts is for money. I care about the experience. So for me, if you didn't have to click off of this to go to another episode where this would be, that's better for me. It'd probably be better for my pocket if you clicked another episode and I just drew this thing out into 10, you know, episodes and kept your attention for that long. But once again, I'm not about business. I just want to get the information out. The reason I think it's important to point that out is just because you don't even realize how much you're being fed off of or conditioned to be a consumer. Like, you don't even know how much people need your money when they act like they don't, and two, how much you being a consumer when you just living your everyday life. You being a consumer when you're on Instagram and you click an ad, even if you don't buy it. Even if you don't buy the ad, because I run ads on my website. I know how this works. Even if you don't click the ad, your attention is being monetized, because a person still gets paid from impressions. Impressions is just when somebody sees shit, when they scroll past it. And then if you click it, they get paid a different rate. So you always being a consumer. When you drive your car, you need gas. And you have on clothes. And somebody had to do your hair. And you had to wash with soap. And you needed to pay the water bill to even do that. So you're always, always, always being a consumer. And I don't want to be a person that I want to take advantage of you in the least. That's why it's important for me to point that out, because I know that business is all around us. And when you're in this realm with me, I don't want you to be, I don't want it to feel like business. I don't want it to be business. I just want it to be. I would never sell this to somebody and then pretend that I'm for the culture. I would never go out and sell the Dream Team manifest and the idea and let somebody control it and curate it and give me a bunch of money for it. And then I just act like it's still, you know, mine, like I got creative control. I would never do that. I would never sell y'all out that way. There's a lot of people who would. So I'm just making it clear what side of the fence I stand on. I'm for the people. That's it. So, perspective is all you need. Because this is the answers. Like, this is the, I'm going to call this like the answer side. The other side was like the rant side. This side is the answer side. This is really the keys to mental health. The key to mental health is perspective. The second key to mental health is awareness. It's not like I don't go through emotions. I'm just aware enough to know that I'm going through them. Nothing don't seem like the end of the world to me, because I know only the end of the world is the end of the world. Everything feels like process to me, because it is. If you're going through process, if you look at everything like process, you can never get mad at anything. How can you get mad at something? It's like you never get mad at your 3-year-old, because you understand that they're in the process of learning how to do so much stuff. They just don't know like that. That's how you got to treat your emotions, too. You got to look at your emotions like, look, your emotions are going to run you, or you're going to run your emotions. But only two things is going to happen. I mean, only one of two things is going to happen. You're going to run your emotions, or they're going to run you. So if you don't pay them no mind, they'll be your parents. If you just let your emotions be, they'll become your parents. They'll tell you what to do. They'll tell you how to move in any situation. But how I see it, how I look at it, my emotions is my little pets. They're not even my sons or daughters. They're my little pets. I don't really pay them no mind like that. I just know they're necessary. You know what I'm saying? I like them. You know what I mean? If they was, you know, but if they needed a heart transplant, and that shit costs $10,000, I might just let them get put down. I care about them that much. You get what I'm saying? I don't really pay them no mind like that, because I control them. They don't control me. I use my emotions for things. My emotions don't use me for things. If you let your child, they will use you. Your child will 100% use you. The only way your child won't use you is if you let your child know they can't. And that's what I do with my emotions. I let my emotions know. I know that you're trying to have an experience through me because you're emotion. And that's what emotion does. If you take out, if you take us out of the equation, emotion can't exist. So I know that I'm the host. And if I'm the host, then I run the show. See, people look at, like, in scientific terms, when somebody say a host, oh, this person is a host for bacteria, a host for, they like, oh, this motherfucker is, like, they invading you or something. Like, you know, a cow could be a host for a mosquito. A mosquito come get some blood from a cow. All that mean to me is that the cow is in control of the situation. Because the mosquito can't live without the cow. The viruses and the bacteria can't live without the body. So I'm in control of this motherfucker. I'm steering this shit. This shit ain't... If you need me to exist, I got the power. How not? How would that not be the case? So, if you know, if you are aware of what emotions are, if you know it's just energy and motion, if you know that different vibes have different vibrations, different frequencies, then you know you can just change the channel from one emotion to another one. Some people like to call those type of people crazy. I don't. Some people be like to be like, yo, you don't really want to go through it, so you pretend to be happy. Well, let's think about this. I'm never pretending to be happy, but let's just pretend that I pretend to be happy. Which one would you rather? Would you rather pretend to be happy or really be suicidal? I don't choose either of them because I think it's pros and cons to either one. When you go through that dark time, when you go through that super valley of being super suicidal, and I know this personally, when you go through that super valley, you come out on the other side of that so refreshed, so enlightened, so ready for life. But if you keep that constant, steady, you know, I don't let nothing bother me, I'm happy, that flow, it's benefits to that too, because you never hit the valley of, you know, damn near death. So neither one of them is right. The only thing that's going to help you through either one of them situations is awareness. Awareness is the, I'm going to just say this. Listen to me. Awareness is the number one component in mental health. You could be going through anything, and as long as you're aware of what it is, you're comfortable. This is human nature. You could be going through anything in the world, but if you fully understand that thing, you're not even tripping. Gangsters ain't scared to die because they know that's the way it go. They know that's the way it go. Ain't no real gangsters bitching on a deathbed or when that cell slam. They knew that's how it go. They only going to be tripping if it's like, yo, I didn't know. You see them young niggas, they're not ready for what they signed up for. So they be 17, 16 down for a murder case. And now they realizing, oh, this ain't exactly what I wanted. Yeah, it's not. But it's also not nobody's fault for you not being aware. The awareness is out there. If you're aware that, yo, I'm just in a tough spot right now, however you choose to go about that, that's up to you. But just know it's more than one way to skin a cat. You could say I'm going through something right now, and this is the worst shit I ever experienced in my life, and this is the worst time I've ever had in my life. Or you could say, this is the best time I've ever had in my life because I get to go through something that's going to make me sharper at the end of it. I never been through nothing. This is my first time going through something. Or you could just play the middle ground and say, yo, it is what it is. If I lose my house, I lose it. If I don't lose it, fine. If I lose my house, I'll be in the shelter. If I don't lose my house, I'll be here. But either way, it's just the awareness. I'm not telling you how to go about it. I'm telling you, level up your consciousness and your awareness so that you got the context of what's actually happening. The only thing that's going to save you is the awareness of what you're going through. Nothing seems scary when you know about it. That's why people are scared of the dark. People are scared of the dark because they can't look and see what's in it. But if you enlighten yourself, if you put the light inside of yourself, you'll never be in the dark. Because you're now a light. You're a light source. How can you be in the dark as a light? Your light. Well, think about this. Think about if you're in a dark room. Let's say the dark room is like endless. Let's say it's an endless dark room. The only thing, like you're the only thing in the room. The only thing that can brighten the room is you. So the more enlightened you get, the more dark disappears, the more comfortable you feel. It's simple. So what you could do for your mental health is stop taking in shit that's not helping you with your mental health. Duh. You're watching drama on TV. You're listening to drama on the radio. You're taking in drama, 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 but you want to live a drama-free life. Let me tell you, it's hard to do. I'm not even saying it's impossible. I'm saying it don't move that way. It don't. You want to watch Police Killer Man on Instagram and still have a great day. Me, I don't want to see that shit. Because if it was for me to see, I would already saw it. Whatever's in my existence, I'm over here, bro. I'm over here. I don't know nothing about what's going on over there. Not saying what's going on over there is not important. But it's my choice whether I want to take that into my psyche or not. And I'm protective with my psyche. So I don't let everything into, you know, I make sure I take in what I want to take in. I know my limits. Like drinking liquor. Yeah, we all in the world, we all look at bullshit. We all do bullshit. But I know my limit. And when I get to my limit, just like when I'm drinking, I stop. I stop. Because my eyes don't need to see everything. Because if my eyes see everything, I'm going to be going through what everybody go through. How can you see the world from everybody's perspective and not go crazy? It's like the girl that thinks she can be a hoe and still be. No, you're taking in too many energies. You're taking in too much. Nowadays, we taking in too much information. We taking in too much bullshit. And then we still want to be sane. How the fuck you going to be sane when you see a motherfucking some traumatic shit? Don't you know how motherfuckers used to tell you stories like, yo, I seen this, that, and third. You be like, damn, that motherfucker. That's why they crazy, man. They went crazy. They seen their motherfucking mom OD right in front of them. So if you see your mom OD right in front of you and you go crazy and somehow it end up on tape, why the fuck would I watch it if you went crazy already? Because all I'm going to do is put myself in your shoes and I'm going to be like, damn. I don't need to put myself in your shoes. Yo, your shoes is filled already. You got feet and your shoes is on them. I don't need to be there. I don't need to know everything about everything. For what? Especially if you're a person that got any type of compassion, any type of sympathy for anything, why in the fuck would you want to do that? Why would you want to take in everything that's going on? So you're going to watch CNN. So look, you're going to wake up, you're going to watch the news. Look at this. Look at this. Watch this lineup. You're going to wake up, you're going to watch the news. You're going to fucking come home and watch CNN. They're going to talk about Trump and Biden and all this shit and COVID. Then you gonna watch motherfucking Scandal. I know Scandal don't still come on. I'm just saying. I don't think come on. Then you gonna watch Scandal. Then you gonna watch the nightly news. Then you gonna watch the Tonight Show. And then you gonna go to sleep. How the fuck do you expect to be in a place where you mentally capable when you not even into your own life? All this shit going on in your life and you focused on everybody else's life. How in the world could you even think that you could be mentally sound moving in this manner? At least without breaks all day, every day. Like, you got at least be like, yo, Wednesday and Friday, I'm not fucking with that shit. Or, you know, yo, after 3 p.m., I don't even look at my phone. How you supposed to get into yourself if you don't get into yourself? Why is nobody interested into themselves? Why is everybody else's life? Why can they watch reality TV show and don't want to sit in the reality that they already live in? You got to think about that. That's already something you need to pay attention to with your mental state. Why am I so drawn to everything and everybody and not myself? I can only speak for me. I'm more interested in whatever I can watch on TV. I love my story. I love myself. I think I got the coolest story in the world, and I love it. And watching my story play out is way more interesting than anything that I can watch or listen to outside of me. So I'm into myself. That don't mean I'm self-centered. That don't mean I'm a narcissist. That means that I love myself. I see myself in a way where I'd rather be entertained by me than that. What's wrong with that? You think it's also a coincidence that I'm the one that people come to for advice on this kind of thing? No, it's because I'm so into myself that I know myself. How can you know yourself if you don't get into yourself? If this wasn't a family show, I would say something sexual right now. But you probably know where I'm going. How would you know about yourself if you don't know about yourself? Nobody that deal with mental health tell you that the only way is inward. Because you're dealing with mental. You got to understand, you live in your mind. Everything you see outside of you is a projection from your own mind. This is the reason why I can see the dress as gray and you can see the dress as blue. And we're looking at the same exact dress. Because I see it from where I see it from. You see it from where you see it from. And your world has a blue tint. You see it as blue. My world got a gray tint. I see it as gray. We're looking at the same object, though. So what's the difference? The only difference is perspective. Perspective. My point of view. This is it. So if you could take yourself out of that and look at your story more from a general view than just from you, you will realize and learn that, damn, I take everything too serious. Nothing is really that serious at all. Because like I said, the only end of the world is the end of the world. The world ain't ended, ain't the end of the world. Duh. So the number one component in mental health is awareness. I'm going to say this one more time. The number one component in mental health is awareness. You got to even be aware that you got mental health issues. How could people be so interested in mental health and never really study it? They can't even tell me the history of like Western mental health and like what they say about it. But they want to come tell me about mental health. One thing I get them Christians, they be knowing the Bible. People speak about mental health all day long. Don't even know where they can't even tell you who coined the phrase. They run around using a phrase all day that they don't even know who coined it, who made it up. Who made it up? Who's the first nigga to say mental health? How you don't know that? How you a mental health warrior and you don't know that? Makes no sense. You're a warrior for something with a name that you don't even know. I know who made up hip hop, bro. I'm into hip hop so much, I can tell you who coined the phrase hip hop. I can tell you who said it was the four elements plus one. I can tell you who was the real behind the real. Because that's what I do. So how the fuck can these people claim mental health is what they do and can't even give you the real history on mental health? Quote unquote. It makes no sense. You need to stop listening to these people. These people don't mean you no good. They want your money. They want your eyes. They want your attention. They want your like. They want your comments. I don't give a fuck what you do with this. I don't give a fuck what you do with this at all. You could download this shit, put it on a fucking file, project the shit to the entire world, and the whole world could watch it at one time, and I could not get a dime, and I'd be like, yep, they got the information. Or you could take this shit, put it on a file, put it on a motherfucking memory card, put the memory card in a fucking dirty clothes hamper, wash the memory card, and after you wash the memory card, break it into pieces, and then put it in a furnace. I don't give a fuck. I'm doing God's work. That's it. That is all. I'm doing source work. That's it. That is all. I don't give a fuck. I don't need you to buy a t-shirt. I don't sell t-shirts that say... I sell t-shirts that say dream awake. Because that's what I'm about. And even when people buy the t-shirts, I don't say, yo, thank you for purchasing my t-shirt. No, thank you for doing yourself a favor. Because I feel like this is a great message. I feel like, nah, I did do the design. I will take credit for the design. I did the design. The design is really good. I like it. But I can't take credit for none of that shit. That's creator work. I can't take credit for it. I could take the money for it, but that's just something that come back to me for putting a great message out. That's all. Sometimes you get rewarded that way. All I'm saying is I'm not looking for it. That ain't why I'm doing it. So all you need to have sound mental health to end this, because I'm not doing this with y'all. I'm not doing this with y'all. I said in the beginning, motherfuckers who want to be mentally sound will be mentally sound. I'm not going through this where it's some type of thing where y'all, I talk for 80 minutes and then you get off this shit and then you never do shit. I'm not doing that. I'm not wasting my time. Y'all got to show me something. I'm not wasting my time. I feel like I'm wasting my time. Right now, I feel like I'm wasting my time. I'm like, I'm beating a dead horse because the niggas who gonna get it, gonna get it. The niggas who don't, don't. I just want to make sure I made the message clear. So awareness, I don't remember the other one because I don't write shit down, but I'm sure if you go back maybe 20 minutes from here, you'll hear it. Awareness and whatever the fuck else I said is the keys to mental health. And the willingness to do it is the third component. Because if you're not willing to move to a state, you won't live there. You'll be in whatever state you currently live in. It's niggas that lived on the same, in the same state, the same city, the same block, the same house they grew up in, and they're 85 years old. Why? Because they're not willing to move. So stop coming to me like you're willing to move to a different state when you're not. You like the state that you live in currently. You love it. Beyond everything, you got free will. The world ain't doing nothing to you that you ain't doing to it. And yourself. The world ain't doing nothing to you that you not doing to yourself. It's motherfuckers who get tortured and raped. They get their limbs cut off. Fingers cut off. Motherfuckers making incisions in their fucking head. They being tortured for real. Like real physical torture. And they still not giving up no information, nigga. Nothing. You get nothing out of these motherfuckers. You gotta kill them. Why? Because they convicted. They live in that state already. You can't crack them. They not willing to move to another state. They not willing to be in a state where they a snitch. It is what it is. Kill me. Boom. Died. Cool. Went out like I wanted to. So don't come to me like you willing to do some shit you not. I'm not about to beat you in. That's why I don't deal with mental health and all this shit. I'm not about to beat you in the head about some shit that you already know that you just want to hear from me. How many 80 motherfuckers you done heard you need to have better mental health from, no matter how they said it? And I know I said they went about it whack, but they said it. They said whatever they said. Did you do what they said? Did you try what they said? No, you just want to hear a motherfucker talk about it. So be real with yourself. I'm the God G Holy, and this has been Dream Team Manifest. I love y'all, man. I love y'all. Just get it together. Know that whatever you're going through is a little dot, a little speck of whatever it is to come. You never know what the fuck you going through something for. You could be fully Voltron and you're just missing that one key little thing. And then once you get over that hump, it's like, boom. You know what I mean? You never know. So look at everything with a dope outlook. Choose to have that. Choose to have a dope outlook on things. That's it. Because what's the other choice? What's the other choice? You have a dope outlook on it or what? So, you know what I mean? Know about the state you're willing to go in, man. So with that being said, I'm out of here. Love y'all. This is by far the longest one. I see why motherfuckers be talking about this shit. Because you could talk about this shit all day, I see. God damn. Never damn God. But I'm the God G Holy, man. I'm out of here.